some of Denver's homeless now have a safe place to call home. They are living in tiny homes. Well, we've been reporting on these units since construction began earlier this year. They're at 38th and Walnut, right in the Rhino District. Andrea Flores has been following the progress of these tiny homes for us. And Andrea, looks like people are starting to settle in.
Well, they certainly are. The application process began months ago, and the requirements were simple: homelessness, no illegal drug use, and no violence. 13 people were picked to live in these tiny homes, and residents tell me they say this is the perfect way to get a taste of what it could be like to live on their own.
That morning, I had gotten woken up by cops as if I was being a criminal.
1 month ago, Amanda McDougald was living on the streets.
That night I was in a house, I had a house, a roof over my head, so it's a huge blessing.
Today she has her own home near 38th and Walnut and says it's a step up from living in a shelter.
I have insomnia and PTSD, and I have high anxiety, and I don't do well with the shelter life for that reason, and also because I'm sober myself, and you're around a lot of drug users and stuff like that in a shelter, and it's just not conducive to staying sober.
Beloved Community Village houses 13 of Denver's homeless in 11 tiny homes, complete with a library.
Well, we have new ones now.
And community garden.
So we have a nice huge zucchini there and a big squash growing over here.
Some of Denver's homeless now have a safe place to call home. They are living in tiny homes. Well, we've been reporting on these units since construction began earlier this year. They're at 38th and Walnut, right in the Rhino District. Andrea Flores has been following the progress of these tiny homes for us. And Andrea, looks like people are starting to settle in.
Well, they certainly are. The application process began months ago, and the requirements were simple: homelessness, no illegal drug use, and no violence. 13 people were picked to live in these tiny homes, and residents tell me they say this is the perfect way to get a taste of what it could be like to live on their own.
That morning, I had gotten woken up by cops as if I was being a criminal.
1 month ago, Amanda McDougald was living on the streets.
That night I was in a house, I had a house, a roof over my head, so it's a huge blessing.
Today she has her own home near 38th and Walnut and says it's a step up from living in a shelter.
I have insomnia and PTSD, and I have high anxiety, and I don't do well with the shelter life for that reason, and also because I'm sober myself, and you're around a lot of drug users and stuff like that in a shelter, and it's just not conducive to staying sober.
Beloved Community Village houses 13 of Denver's homeless in 11 tiny homes, complete with a library.
Well, we have new ones now.
And community garden.
So we have a nice huge zucchini there and a big squash growing over here.
Some of Denver's homeless now have a safe place to call home. They are living in tiny homes. Well, we've been reporting on these units since construction began earlier this year. They're at 38th and Walnut, right in the Rhino District. Andrea Flores has been following the progress of these tiny homes for us. And Andrea, looks like people are starting to settle in.
Well, they certainly are. The application process began months ago, and the requirements were simple: homelessness, no illegal drug use, and no violence. 13 people were picked to live in these tiny homes, and residents tell me they say this is the perfect way to get a taste of what it could be like to live on their own.
That morning, I had gotten woken up by cops as if I was being a criminal.
1 month ago, Amanda McDougald was living on the streets.
That night I was in a house, had a house, a roof over my head, so it's a huge blessing.
Today she has her own home near 38th and Walnut and says it's a step up from living in a shelter.
I have insomnia and PTSD, and I have high anxiety, and I don't do well with the shelter life for that reason, and also because I'm sober myself, and you're around a lot of drug users and stuff like that in a shelter, and it's just not conducive to staying sober.
Beloved Community Village houses 13 of Denver's homeless in 11 tiny homes, complete with a library.
Ooh, we have new ones now.
And community garden.
We have a nice huge zucchini there and a big squash growing over here.